Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Got a really good show for you today. We have Bob Griswold on us from ReadyMadeResources.com. And Bob and I are going to talk about what's happened to America's youth. And it is not good, ladies and gentlemen. Please, please, please put time into your kids. Because when you hear this report, you're going to realize just how far things have gone. You know, mental illness reports on generation by generation, you go 50s, 60s, 70s, pretty good mental health. And the farther down you go in age, to the young, from the oldest to the youngest, the more issues that there are. It's so, so bad out there. And Bob and I are going to give you some data, and we're also going to talk to you in some depth and detail about the causes. And this is deliberate. This is being done to our young people by the globalists. No one should be surprised by this, but that doesn't mean that we can sit back and let it happen. We've got to take affirmative action to make sure that we get this stopped. Hey, we're brought to you by Noble Gold, and we know CBDC is upon us. We know smart cities is upon us, and we've seen what happens to the people in Lahaina when you resist developers sponsored by huge corporations and you don't play ball with them. They'll just burn you out. They'll take your land, and that's exactly what's happening in Lahaina. It's almost a fait accompli there, and it's going to be a fait accompli for the entire nation. And you need to realize something very, very, very quickly, that Dodd-Frank law of 2010 says the government allows the banks to take your money whenever they want. They can steal your retirement. Can you work to make that up? I don't think so. So let's protect your nest egg. Let me send you a free information package, and it'll be sent digitally. All you have to do is go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. And I'll rush that out to you as quickly as possible. Now, the federal government makes me say this. All investments are inherently risky and there's no guarantees. We agree. The government should also be issuing a warning saying putting your money in the bank and leaving it there could lead to a 1929 movement where you'll lose everything. So please, please don't be a victim. DaveHodgesGold.com, or you can call 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. We're here to help you. We want you to get through this. DaveHodgesGold.com. Hey, you're going to really get a lot out of our discussion with Bob. I'm not saying you're going to enjoy it. I think it's tragic. But let's look at it this way. At least we get to talk about the kids we save and not the 2,400 missing kids in Lahaina. Yeah, still unaccounted for. We'll be back in just a minute with our guest, Bob Griswold. Welcome to the guest segment of the Common Sense Show. Thank you so much for joining us. Always good to be with you. You know, we are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time, but because we're on digital formats, I would think we all have an obligation to share this work, and not just my work, but work of people that you think do a good job. Like Doug Hagman does an excellent job. Mike Adams does an excellent job. My good friend Doug Thornton does an excellent job. And what I'm telling you is you need to share this, because we need the sound of marching feet. They're afraid of your numbers. The globalists are panicking, and we've got them pushed up to the wall, and that's why they're responding the way they are. And if we could just get more people aware, more people active, I think we could push them back. I think we can delay the end days. That's what I'm saying. Now, maybe that's wishful thinking, but my feeling is this. I was raised by a father who made me be a man. And if you're going to kick my butt, I'm going to make you work for it. So I would hope that we could all adopt that kind of attitude and say we're going to stand up to evil. My big thanks to Mike Kerr and Jeannie, who had me on Hear the Watchman Zoom conference last night. And I addressed some of this, addressed some of these issues here. So I want to thank them for having me on. And the word of freedom and the word of Jesus is moving forward. And those things are, put it this way. Where do you think freedom comes from? God gives you the ability to choose Jesus or choose Satan, to choose the faith or choose the world. And you're not going to avoid conflict. So you people that think you can do bystander apathy and sit on your backside and do nothing, hear me clearly, and then we're going to go to our guest. Number one, I want you to hear this very clearly. If you choose Jesus, you're going to have trouble in the world. If you choose the world, Judgment Day will be the worst day of your life, be the last day of your life too. So you're not going to escape conflict. So Do you want to think long term or do you want to think short term avoidance of pain? And if you think you're going to be spared in this new world order, if you think your capitulation is going to buy you a seat at the table or some kind of immunity to what's happening, there's a lot to be learned about Satan. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm saying, please make the choice. A lot of you have made the choice, and that's why you're here. So I'm asking you to help others make this choice, too. We have a great commission. We have a great commission that we need to enact here. And we are in danger of having to go underground as Christians. I don't think we're real far away from that. Anyway, here to talk to us about feral children. Yes, you heard that term correctly. I just borrowed it from Bob Griswold, who used the term on me, and he made me chuckle before we came on, but he's right. We have feral children. We have absolute evil coming down the pike at us, and it's satanic evil. And we'll even get a little bit into the, is this fallen angel DNA that's running the planet? Bob alluded to that in our conversation before he came on the air. So it's going to be an interesting show. Bob Griswold, as you know, has one of the best survival prepping sites in America, if not the best, readymaderesources.com. And I would encourage you to go there. He does one thing that most do not do. You can call him and talk to the man himself, and he's not charging you for his time. That's an unusual attribute in today's survival world. So I would take advantage of it. But here to share his insights, Bob Griswold. Bob, welcome to the show. And just your tone coming into this, I know you're not taking any prisoners today.
Well, you know, I think you alluded to it. The Bible doesn't take any prisoners.
No,
you're
it doesn't.
On one side or the other.
Yeah.
You either follow the Son of God or you don't. You either love righteousness or you hate righteousness. It's all or none. It is a thing where you can't have a foot in each kingdom. You know, Faust, Satan offered him a deal. So they call it the Faustian deal.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, he promised them, you know, so much wealth and yada, yada, yada for so many years, and then payday would come. Well, we never think of the payday that is to come. You know, United States in the 60s, we were promised a sexual revolution. We were promised a loosing of morals. All these things, the great society, the welfare society, we can have it all. And you know, we took it and we spent. And initially it did some of the things it said it would do. Social Security, we can pay it out. But now you look, they've all been Faustian deals.
Mm-hmm.
They've come home. The price that we are having to pay for those deals is much, much greater than the rewards we got from the deal initially. Right now, you know, I think Social Security, for one, there was three Americans that paid for one American to be on Social Security. Today, I think it's up to 20 Americans pay for one, you know, American Social Security. Same thing with Medicare and Medicaid, which has caused the medical industry to explode when the government got involved, Big Pharma got involved. And now we've just seen a corrupt, horrible, tyrannical industry, Big Pharma, that just runs and controls everything, whether it's inside pharmacy or outside pharmacy. They control it because their money dictates to the politicians what they're going to do. So each of those have been a Faustian deal. We had liberal education that was supposed to be given to us. And I don't mean classical liberal education, because that's what I do believe in, a classical liberal education. But what we have now is far left, you know, ideology that has come into the public schools, and instead of educating our children, if anything, we indoctrinate them at best. You know, Dave, before the program, I was reading this article. It's on InfoWars, and this is what a teacher is saying in a large school. This is what she says about her students. They can't write a sentence.
Yeah, read the entire clip you read to me. I think it's very informative.
Yeah, they can't write a sentence. They don't know what state they live in. I mean, good grief. They don't even know they live in Newport, Rhode Island, or, you know, Long Beach, California. They don't know what region of the country they're in. That means they don't know what time zone they're in. They have no background knowledge. Most of them do not know who the president is. They can't take notes. They can't even attend a video. They can't even attend a 3-minute video clip. I can play the video clip. I can tell them what's going on in the video clip. I can summarize what the video did, and not a single one can tell me what the video was about. Directions written on the board, stated by the classroom teacher, restated by me. All right, who can tell me what we just said? Crickets. Yeah. They have no listening skills, no reading skills, no writing skills, and no math skills. And then it goes on to say that the teachers just keep simply passing them on from grade to grade, hoping that it will magically resolve. This is another one of the Faustian deals. We let this, what we consider today liberal education in, sexual education in, communist education in. And this is what we're producing today in large numbers out of our school system. We're producing people who can't, they can't think their way out of a wet paper bag. And it's a shame. I talk to kids all the time. And I remember when I went to high school, I had to write term papers. I had to, there's all kinds of things I had to do. I learned algebra, what a quadratic equation was. I mean, all these things I had to learn. I learned a different language. And yet today, what does it say? They don't even know what state they're in.
I know. I remember I had some apprehension about learning long division in grade school. It was just one of these kind of this new thing. And I was lucky. I had a stay-at-home mom who spent time with me every day when I got home from school until I was completely confident. So, and that was all the difference I needed.
It's amazing what happens when parents engage. A lot of this is because the parents don't engage. And because what's happened is the state has made it's so easy to have a baby out of wedlock. The state pays for everything. The state has made divorce so easy that the parents don't even stay together if they were ever together. And so we have created, that's what I said, we have created a nation of feral children. And it is a fact. I mean, you just watch when the smash and grabs and riots and mass, mm-hmm. what we see, we've created a group of children that want everything and know nothing. And because they've never learned how to emotionally or intellectually achieve their goals, all they can do is play it out in violence. And that's what we're seeing today. We're seeing the corruption of everything that God made as normal being destroyed. And never in my life, Dave, never in my life, in my wildest dreams, I became a Christian when I was in the 11th grade. And immediately, Bible eschatology, the coming of the Lord, Bible prophecy was of grave interest to me. And I started reading it. But if you had told me back then, what we are seeing today in the world of science, literature, art, everything, I would not have believed it. I mean, even as a young man, I would not have believed it. I thought this is just too far-fetched. But what we're seeing is, in Genesis, when the Bible says that the sons of God came down and mated with the daughters of men and made giants, there's expanded view of this in some of the extra biblical writings like Enoch. Now, I want to make it really clear, Enoch is not part of the Bible. It's a historical document of the times in which Enoch lived. But I don't quote it like the Bible. I just quote it as a history lesson. It does say that these fallen angels came down and completely corrupted not only man through the angel hybrid thing where they made giants and all these, cannibalistic animals. They corrupted the animal kingdom. They bred animals together to make God knows what. I've always wondered how the dinosaurs came about. I'm not saying that is it. I've thought about that. Were they created through genetic engineering? And then even the plant life, God, they took the natural order of plant life and corrupted it so that it wasn't in the nature of which God created it. And that's the spirit of Antichrist. That's the spirit of you know, a rebellious, proud man, is to take that which God made and to say, I can do it better. You know,
I don't think they're trying to do it better, though, Bob. I think this is a deliberate plot to destroy humanity.
Well, it is, but the it's just like the Great Reset. You know, you're going to own nothing and love it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the public consumption side of the story.
Yeah, yeah.
It is that, you know, we're going to make humanity 2.0. We're going to breed out all the bad elements of humanity. Humanity, we can breed out greed or lust or anger. We can breed these traits out of humanity and make a compliant, peaceful, utopian humanity. That's what Satan would tell us. That's the Faustian deal. And in the end, what he gives us is a being. This is concerning humans, a being that has been so genetically modified that it is no longer human. Well, as in the days of Noah, this is what the fallen angels sought to do. They sought to make a race of beings that were outside the covenant of grace, because salvation was only offered to humanity. It wasn't offered to Lucifer, the Watchers, or anybody else. It was offered to humanity. And once you become non-human, to what degree, I don't know, but once you become that non-human entity, a hybrid, a Nephilim, a giant, whatever you want to call it, you are outside the covenant of grace so that you can no longer be saved. Now, in Noah's day, what it told us was that all humanity except for Noah and his children had not corrupted themselves in a genetic manner. The whole earth had done this. Now, now, when in the end of the age, we're going to see this return, that most of the earth is going to accept this genetic corruption, thinking that they're doing something good, but all they're doing is damning their soul. And it doesn't stop with just humans. We see this genetic corruption of the human race. Do you know that in 2019, the Japanese government voted and approved the creation of animal-human hybrids?
Yeah, I do know that. And it's not a Christian nation. That's my response.
Yeah, well, neither are we, but...
Well, Bob, we are... by tradition, a Christian nation, and there are many Americans who are Christians. We've let the evil ones dominate our nation now.
The nation of Israel was a godly nation. I wouldn't want to say Christian because it wasn't Christian at that time. It was a godly nation, but it eventually became a very evil, satanic nation.
I agree.
And so this is what we see going on. I'm going to try to describe it. This is just one level. I remember 20 years ago, hearing about the spider goat. Do you remember that? The spider goat, where they had taken spider genes and injected them into a goat so that in the goat's milk, when they milked the goat, spider webbing was in there, and they would use it to harvest it to make things out of that ultra strong material. And I remember telling that to people, and they would just laugh like, yeah, okay, what comic book did you read that in? and that's about what it was at. What comic book did you read that in? And I said, it's a fact, but most people did not want to believe it. Well, today, I saw another video, very disturbing, because again, this genetic corruption we see going on is not going to stop with humans. You know, in Genesis, it says that they committed violence. Violence filled the earth, violence against everything. See, genetic coding is the way God made it. And when I try to destroy or alter it, I'm committing violence against it, because it's God's divine order was to create a piece of lettuce to be a piece of lettuce, a dog to be a dog.
You know? I know where this is going. I know where this is going, Bob.
If I want to take a dog and mix it with other genes of a cat or whatever, a zebra, whatever, you know, heaven knows what I'm going to make. And yet, we see this going on today more and more. The UK several years ago was caught making human pig embryos. They were caught with, I think it was 256 human pig embryos. Now, in Japan, now that would be legal. you know.
I laugh because anyone that would buy into this that's not satanically possessed has to be an absolute moron.
What could go wrong, right? Yeah, what could go wrong?
I can't believe I'm even hearing this.
The Chinese, without restraints, without any moral restraints, are doing it in mass. Now, see, that puts pressure on the rest of the nations. You know, just as he who controls AI will control the world. Well, if I can control genetics, I can control the world. And that's why right now the Chinese are absolutely up to their necks in trying to collect every sample of DNA on the planet. When you file for any of these genetic history things, or who am I, you know, and it goes back and gives your history forever. You are actually giving that information to China. China is using that to make biospecific weapons. So, you know, going back, I'm just mentioning that, but going back to the video I sent you, it's almost too unbelievable.
Let's describe it. Describe it as best you can.
And I'll just say, if you go to YouTube, you can watch it, but we're not going to put it up. You can go watch it. There's two videos. It's where they have taken fish genes and put them into a tomato. And then they take the outer skin of the tomato, that quarter inch of flesh around the tomato, and cut it into about a 3-inch strip and put it in salt water.
And disgusting.
Bingo, the tomato starts to undulate like it's trying to swim.
Yeah. Do you remember the science fiction movies you see where there's some kind of amoeba or parasite and it jumps into the human and possesses the human? That's what those, whatever you want to call them, looks like in those salads. I mean, Bob, I had a hard time watching it because it made me sick to my stomach.
Well, that was the second video, is when they put these tomatoes into a salad and then put salt on them. And you had a squirming salad, whatever, you know, the tomatoes started squirming in the salad. They looked living. And again, you can watch these videos on YouTube. If you just type in, you know, tomato with fish genes, you'll see it. And so what's the purpose of this, Dave? What are they trying to accomplish? Okay. So, I mean, does it come down to one day you go to the beach and see 20 people get in the water and they start undulating like fish? Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, yes, because what they want to do is modify the human genome to mock God's perfect creation.
That's true.
They want to mock it. And so however they can corrupt God's genome, they want to do it because they want humanity outside the realm of grace. Now it's going to be promised to them, like, oh my gosh, you remember the guy Methuselah, 969 years old? That's going to be you. You won't lose your hair when you get older. It won't turn gray. You know, you're not going to have arthritis.
I know. It's transhumanism. I know.
Yeah.
Bob, let me digress for a minute, okay? And I'll let you run with this comment. I have a dear friend for 32 years, Vance Davis, former NATO NSA. And in part of his training, and I've told this story before, but many people are new to this audience, so bear with me. He was told that there was a power struggle going on the planet. And he said it started in ancient times when they said basically good guys and bad guys fought out in the universe and the cosmos. Bad guys lost. They were cast to Earth. They impregnated Earth women. And I go, Vance, that's Genesis 6. Those are fallen angels. He goes, I know. He goes, but they gave us a secular version of it. But he said, exactly. And they wanted to take the souls, what he was taught, to get back at God, because this was Satan's revenge against God. Get the human soul, God's prized creation. But they couldn't do it. So then they decided to morph the human being. Now, this is 1988 in his training. 1988. And this is well before the term transhumanism. That's exactly what he was describing. And Bob, I'm of the opinion it's very likely that this alien or fallen angel DNA has survived into the present age. And this is why they're trying to change our mRNA, our DNA. This is what the vaccines are about. They're morphing the human being and as a blasphemy against God.
You know, and yes, now.
But Bob, give me your reaction to that. If you think I'm off target there, it's okay.
Well, my reaction is that, you know, first of all, I have people ask me, well, the flood destroyed all the Nephilim, if that's true. No, it says, and afterwards.
There you go. So, exactly. Thank you.
And afterwards. So they did come back. Now, I don't know how they came back. Perhaps one of Noah's son's wives had Nephilim blood in her. That's possible. Perhaps there was another incursion of fallen angels that came down to Earth and did it again. And even today, we do see a lot of movies about, you know, fallen angels or aliens, supreme beings coming down and breeding with mankind to produce beings. The story of Hercules is a great example. A god came down and mated with a human woman and made a superhuman. Now, where do you think they got that story from? You know,
I know.
There could have been a legitimate Hercules type back then when, you know, a fallen angel did come down and cohabitate with a woman and produces super strong, super smart human. And that's the promise of it, Dave, is that you're going to have a DNA upgrade, a massive DNA upgrade. You're going to have a massive IQ upgrade. Imagine going from 103 to 1003. IQ. So yeah, you're going to have this massive IQ dump on you. And the allure is going to be that you're going to be immortal going back to Genesis that he said, you will be as God. I mean, today we see all that in the transhumanist movement. They talk about godhood. You will be as God. You are God. You'll be the new Jesus. You're going to be the new God. And so this is what we do. But my concern is, until the point when it becomes a mandatory thing, which I think the mark of the beast will be a genetic apparatus, put it that way.
Please allow me to make an insertion here. The mark of the beast, CBDC, is the precursor.
Well, you know, what CBDC is to the economy, this transhuman movement is to humanity. See, as they want to rewrite the whole law of finance, they're trying to rewrite the whole law of genetic code.
No.
And so the two really are married together. As you see one advance, you're going to see the other advance. You know, I firmly believe an island of Dr. Moreau exists today, you know, where they actually have these human hybrid.
Yeah, it's called the Wuhan Lab.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah. Underground somewhere, they've locked these things up, or the Ukrainian labs.
Yes, and also the ones in California they found. You remember the Chinese bio labs in California? There was it 39?
Yeah, 39 in Ukraine. And okay. We're just decommissioning old Soviet weapons factories. Yeah, it took 20 years to do it. You autoclave that stuff and it's dead in a day.
I know.
It doesn't take 30 years to, you know, decommission a bioweapons lab. You cook it, it's dead.
So, you know, Bob, you made a reference, and I wanted to make a comment on this because you're right there in the target again. You call this the far left. I think that's a compliment to the far left. This is satanic. It's worse than the far left. This is demonic.
Well, I think most of the far left today has become demonized or demon possessed. They hold completely to the doctrines of devils. Any doctrine or teaching that is out of the Bible, that is of good report, that it has honor, integrity, virtue to it, they absolutely repudiate it. They become foaming at the mouth, angry at it. And any doctrine or teaching that exalts evil, you know, whatever it is, from emasculating children to cutting the breast off prepubescent girls, you know, any of those things, they worship it. And that's where we're at. So this is my point I want to make to people. We're going to start having to pay attention, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, what happens if you eat that tomato? I mean, what happens if you eat it? What happens if this genetic modification, maybe an MRA technology, or whatever technology they're using to make these types vegetables and fruits and food becomes widespread. And this is why they don't want labeling, because what happens when you start consuming this stuff in mass? And this is why I encourage God's people, you know, to start looking at the labels of the food you buy, because most of it's genetically modified. I told you, Dave, I went and looked at a box of children's cereal a couple weeks ago, and I took a picture of the label. The only thing that you could even say in that cereal was food was genetically modified rice. Everything else was a chemical.
I mean, it just makes me sick.
Everything else was a chemical.
I know.
So most of that food in the center aisles of the supermarket, it has genetically modified food. And in fact, so many products now, I pick them up, and because I go on a recon mission when I go to the supermarket, and I look and it says bioengineered food. What the heck is that? Bioengineered food. And now they're actually trying to put it on the outer perimeter of the store where your fruits, vegetables, and meats, they want to put the mRNA vaccine in meats and whatever else they can put in it. They want to put it in our, obviously, the dancing tomato, the squirting tomato, whatever you want to call it. And you know, if they're doing that with the tomato, what else have they done?
Well, yeah, exactly. In fact, I want to mention that to you. I'm glad you said that. What else have they done? Let me share with you a couple of things I've learned recently here. I've heard from two people in Australia. One of them is an official, and they are telling me that the Australian military is being trained to go door to door to pull people out of their homes and forcibly vaccinate them. That's one. And one thing that I have learned from a couple of doctors, one I just recently interviewed, Dr. Anna Mihacic, and she is really, really good. I want to say it this way. I used to teach graduate students how to do their thesis, research methods. And I did that for 4.5 years. And we went through medical profiling. In other words, we did the classic how you bring a drug to market and the double blind research and everything. And let me tell you what they've done with the vaccine. So you're saying, what else have they done it with, Bob? Listen to this. They have tested these new boosters on 8 mice. 8 mice, no humans, 8 mice. And we're supposed to feel good about this. And here's the other thing they found. There was a rabbit test that was done, and they injected the rabbit with the new booster. And they had other rabbits non-injected in the same area. And 80% of the other rabbits showed vaccinated effects. The shedding effect is off the charts, Bob.
And the contaminating effects are there. It's possible to pass that vaccine from person to person. Well,
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Rabbit to rabbit, human to human. Yeah.
You know, see, this is violence against the very core of what God made. The very core of what God made is the family. He made the family on this earth to propagate, you know, kind after kind, child after child, for families to have children. And those children then to be taught by the family about the God of the universe, about God's creation, about God's salvation. That's what the job of the family is, so that the gospel is perpetrated throughout the generations. When you break that transmission of the perpetration of the gospel, you know, love your neighbor. If your neighbor's thirsty, give them something to drink. Don't kill your neighbor. Don't covet your neighbor's stuff. All those things that God gave us to live by, that's when you produce the feral children. Parents, children that don't grow up with a mother and father are under a handicap. Now, that doesn't mean every child that grows up without a mother and father is a bad kid. A lot of them have gone on to succeed. God gives grace, and a lot of times, whether it's through no fault of their own, a parent finds themselves a widow, widower, whatever. And God gives grace in those circumstances. But mostly what we see when you switch from a patriarchal society to a matriarchal society, our children that are feral. I've watched enough YouTube videos to see, you know, kids that get in trouble, and it's always mom that shows up. Well, that begs the question, where's dad? And see, this is part of the violence that Lucifer and the left want to perpetrate. We see the breakup of the family. We see the breakup of marriage. We see abortion added so that you just kill the children to begin with. We see easy divorce laws so you can just break the family apart. And I always tell people the greatest gift Roxanne and I can give our children is to stay married. And I firmly believe that. Now, there are circumstances where there's extreme violence in a marriage, and sure, you've got to address that. I don't want any woman or man to stay around. And I think Paul does give that exception where you become a punching bag. That that's not good. But under most circumstances, you give your gift, you give a child a gift when you stay together as a married couple, and not because I just don't love them anymore and I want to go get somebody new. I think that has grave impact on the children.
I agree. And it's so silly because you're just going to repeat the same pattern with the next person.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
5 years after the new marriage, you know, you get divorced 5 years after the new marriage. My husband's just as bad as my first one. I mean,
I hear you, but really, the problem lies within them. You know, I want to say this too, because it centers into our discussion here, Bob, and the point you're making. I was watching Joe Rogan interview Jordan Peterson, and what a tremendous interview. Thanks, Joe, for doing that interview. Jordan said that the mental health of each successive generation gets worse. He said, go to people in their 50s, 60s, and 70s. The majority of the population is of relatively sound, normal functioning mental health. But as you move down into the age ranges, into the 20s and the teens, the farther down you go in age, the more mental illness you have on a percentage basis.
Well, the same thing is because they're pushing these puberty blockers and they're pushing transgenderism.
Certainly part of it. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, well, it's a fairly good part of it because these children are coming out of schools believing that, first of all, there's multiple different genders. They come confused. I know I have a penis, but I don't know if I'm a boy or a girl.
I know.
I mean, what greater mental illness can there be? And so they're gender confused. They've been trained to hate parents, hate country, hate these different things. Of course, they're going to come out of these public institutions of satanic learning with this warped view, which cannot bring them happiness. It cannot bring them fulfillment or joy. You know, God made men and women to breed together, to make a family, to bring contentment. I am so proud. You know, I have a perfect saying that there's no such thing as good parents, only parents who want to do good. God knows we mess it up a whole lot being parents.
Well, it's because we're human beings and sinful by nature. Yeah, you're right. But
with my three boys, I really invested in their lives. Yeah, I cared about them. I wanted them to see grow up and be better than me. Better than me. And I look at them now and the joy, Dave, you know, you have children. It's the greatest joy in my life to look at my wife and I. We've produced three godly young men. Mm-hmm. It's a joy that I cannot even express with words. The joy I have, the pride I have over them.
You know how badly the state wants to pervert your children,
they want to turn them into girly boys. They do not want them having any masculine thoughts. See, this is a violation of God's order. They want to mutilate them. They want to. I just can't even conceive of a state that says, you know, I the child's born. We look at it and go, I'm pretty sure that's a guy or that's a girl, I'm pretty sure that's the kid. But they say, well, no, you can't assign sex yet. What do you mean I can't assign sex yet? Just look at it. That's a boy.
Wait a minute. Excuse me. I was at my wife's OBGYN when she was pregnant, and she was sure that this child was going to be a girl. But in my gut, I felt different. But I didn't want to cause any friction, but I go along. And she said, well, honey, what do you think it's going to be? And I said, well, I'm not rooting. I'll love whatever we have, a boy or a girl. But I said, I have a feeling it's going to be a boy. So then here comes the scan. Okay. She's pregnant, right? She's pregnant, not delivering, pregnant. It's a boy. And she said, how could you tell? And the OBGYN doctor pointed to, you know what, but the reality is here. Before our son was born, we knew he was going to be a son. Yeah. Don't give me this. It's you can't tell. You can't tell only if you're coming from the synagogue of Satan.
Yeah, a diseased mind.
Exactly.
You know, Romans 1 mind, a reprobate mind. But again, this. But the thing it is, Satan and his hordes on earth today are seeking everything to destroy God's order. Is he trying to destroy the order? Medicine. He gave medicines of the earth. I've used them. And I'm not saying all pharmaceutical medicines are bad, but he gave medicines of the earth. He gave eating laws. Talk about it that much, and I want to be careful because I'm a sinner too. Mm-hmm. But he called for fasts. He called for responsibility in eating. My father-in-law told me one time, he had a great saying. He goes, "Do you live to eat or do you eat to live?"
Yeah.
And you know, we're supposed to eat to live, not live to eat. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't eat a bag of Lay's potato chips on my hands wherever I go, swigging it down with a big gulp.
Those are my teenage years when I could get away with it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. But again, you know, I want to teach my children that their bodies are God's temple.
Yeah.
But see, Satan has corrupted the medical industry to be given medicines now that can change their DNA.
Yes.
The food industry is being corrupted. And this is why I'm telling people, you're going to have to start paying attention to how much food you eat and what you eat, because it's all going to become corrupted. The consummation of all of this is one day you're going to sit there and the guy in front of you at the counter is going to have this hypodermic looking injection thing. And he's going to say, "Do you worship the beast? Do you accept his image? Stick out your hand or I'll put it on your forehead." And they inject you with some type of genetic coding through whatever vehicle that is. And it genetically changes you. It scrambles an egg that can never be unscrambled. That's why once you take that mark,
that's true,
it's irredeemable. You can't go back and unscramble the egg. The egg has been permanently scrambled and your soul is eternally damned. And so this is
why, Bob, I want to say one thing, though. OK, I don't want to leave a false impression, and you're not creating one, but some people might jump to this. If you have taken the vaccine against your own best judgment, first of all, we know the vaccine has a shelf life. That's why they have to keep re-injecting you to get the effect that they want to get. But the second thing is the vaccine is not the mark of the beast.
No, it's not. What it's it not. Does, though, it's instructing them, teaching them how to manipulate something injectable into your body that will eventually create a genetic change in who you are. Tom Horn uses the word gibberine. You know, Nimrod became a gibberine. He went from human to non-human. He became a godlike entity because something happened to his genome, which transformed him into something that was not human.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the technology that humanity is trying to recover, that they can do this to you while offering you the same promise that God offered in the Garden of Eden. Ye will be as God. I mean, it goes through all mm-hmm. humanity. Mm-hmm. If you look at the red thread of Babylon, which runs through all society, it does. It never went away. There's always this red thread of Babylonianism. It's in secret societies, esoteric knowledge, whatever. It's always with the promise, you know, you're going to become as God. I'm going to give you secrets. And this is what this is the holy grail of what they're after. They want to find how to make that injectable thing. And the mRNA vaccine is just a step in that direction. Making undulating tomatoes is a step in that direction. It's to take that which God created as perfect, because when God created Adam, he said it was very good. It was done. It was very good. And over the years, now through our own, because, you know, I always tell people this, you know, they want to make Adam like a caveman. I think Adam was tall and beautiful, handsome. I think Eve was a babe, put it plain. I think they were beautiful human beings. But if
thou shalt not covet Adam's wife. Just remember that.
But if I took this, Dave, and made a copy of it, and then took that copy and made a copy of it, and then took that copy and made it copy, 70 copies later, this would be unrecognizable.
You mean kind of like Joe Biden today?
Yeah, well, I mean, this is what the human race is already facing.
Exactly.
We're facing the genetic breakdown of our bodies. And then with Luciferian technology added to it, it's going to give the promise that you're going to regain it all. But it's a Faustian deal. And yes, you'll gain some of it back. Yes, science will do what they said they did. But in the end, you're going to stand before God on the left-hand side, the side the goats are on, and you're going to hear, "Depart from me, you wicked, into the everlasting fire prepared for his angels. And I don't want to see anybody go there. And that's where all this is headed. So when you see this genetic modification, GMO this, GMO that, it's not in and of itself the mark of the beast, but it's striving for the technology that eventually one day will become the mark of the beast. It'll be technology that does transform humanity away from humanity. Like I said, Gibberim, Nimrod became a Gibberim, a demigod. He became that. And at that point, Nimrod was a non-redeemable creature.
You know, there's actually, and I don't mean to cast aspersions, so I'm not meaning this as a criticism, but it's an oddity. There's actually a high school in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and their mascot is the Nimrods. And Sundance Films actually followed their boys' basketball team around. And really, it was a quality production with quality kids and a good coach. But the Nimrods, Bob, how does that strike you?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of things in society are formed after that. You know, anything that uses the word giants, a lot of poetry, children's poetry, fee, fi, fo, fum, I smell the blood of an Englishman. If you read the origin of that, it was basically fee, fi, fo, fum, I smell. That's supposedly how the giants hunted humanity, was to smell. I can smell it. And you know, in the same thing, ring around the rosy, pocket full of posies, that was about the Black Death. But that little limerick or poem, whatever you want to call it, it gave a description of how giants hunted by smell. And so we see, again, I call it the Red Thread of Babylon, that Babylonian technology woven throughout all of society. And it hits everything. San Francisco Giants. I mean, and that might seem, you know.
You mean the baseball team, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't follow sports. I don't know if it's football.
Baseball. No, but that's the name of their mascot. The Major League Baseball team for San Francisco is called the Giants. I mean, kind of interesting. So
whenever we see this terminology employed from little to a lot, we should pay attention to it. Because it's all an indoctrination technique for where Lucifer wants to take the human race. He wants to take them outside of God's covenant. He wants to give them a falsehood of you will become as God. And he has that. He will be given, put it that way, a better wording, he will be given that ability to deceive humanity. And so going back to what I said, the mRNA vaccine, the genetic dancing tomatoes, the spider goat, the human embryo pigs, all of these situations, which are thousands more. And I do believe, I remember Steve Quayle said one time he had a report, somebody who'd been in one of those underground bunkers and seen some of these hybrid human things. Mm-hmm. And they were sitting there saying, help me, help me.
He's told me the same thing. Yeah.
So, you know, it's heading in that direction. Now, as God's people, we need to be made aware of this. I don't like telling these stories just to tell the stories. I mean, they sound interesting. I always want to tell the stories so it draws back. How does it play into biblical prophecy? How does it play into God's plan? And if we know that, then we're better equipped to fight it and to stand against it. Most churches today, the pastor would be aghast to even mention something like that. You know, oh my gosh, I can't talk about that. We got to talk about getting rich. You know, and so when you start educating people on these things, they're better equipped to stand against the Luciferian deception that is here, and it's just going to get worse. How do I know the food I'm eating? How do I change my diet to eat that which would please God? I mean, I don't want to eat that squirming tomato. I mean, the salad thing really revolted me. I mean, disgusting. To see these squirming tomatoes in a salad.
Oh, it's so disgusting. Trust me, we did our visual audience a favor by not showing this. Trust me. Yeah. I'll tell you, if you want to lose weight, just watch this before you sit down to every meal. It's disgusting.
But as this technology breeds across the planet and becomes more and more pervasive across the planet, whether it's an animal, you know, because that's what they want to do. They want to take your cows, pigs, and chickens and inject them with a DNA-altering vaccine. What do you have at that point? What do you have at that point if you eat it? I'm not saying I know. I'm just saying it makes me highly suspicious.
You know, I wonder what God's going to do with the people, though, whose DNA is altered by a vaccine.
Well, I think it has to be altered to the state that it's outside of being human. I think people do have somewhat of a slight alteration in their vaccine. I don't think that vaccine has made anybody a non-human. If I start putting animal genes into you directly, where you then take on the attributes of another species, I don't know. I don't recommend it. The movie Splice. Have you ever seen that?
I know about it. I didn't see it, but I've heard about it. Yes.
In the movie Splice, they take a human genome, and I think they put horse and amphibian and a couple other things, and they mix it all together and make this genetic milkshake. And this thing starts to grow, and it has attributes of humanity. It has attributes of being a horse. It has attributes of being, aquatic. And it has the ability to change sexes.
Yes, absolutely.
It can become male or female. I think I've read this somewhere before.
That's the part I've heard too. It just occurred to me, Bob, and trying to think of the best way to express this. I think the reason they keep having to do the boosters over and over is just not for financial remuneration. That's part of it, certainly. But I think a part of it also, too, is I'm wondering if each booster doesn't take one further away from their original DNA. And here's the bad thing. With the shedding effect, someone might make a decision. I'm never going to take the vaccination, but or the boosters, but they could be contaminated through shedding. So I don't think this is going to damn people from not being human and being saved. Otherwise, God will have to step in and stop it.
Well, he is going to eventually step in and stop it, because it says, unless those days have been shortened, no flesh would be saved. So I'm not going to postulate when that is, but there does come a time, as in Noah's day, that, only 8 souls were left on the planet that had not corrupted their DNA. So what I take from that is the vast, vast majority of people at the time of the second advent, when Christ actually comes back to earth and sets up his kingdom, will have genetically corrupted themselves. The only people that don't do it are those that have been sealed by the seal of God.
That's
what we have to be praying in these days. And this is why staying close to the Lord is so important. It's because I want to be sealed with the seal of God. I don't want to be deceived into any of this stuff, because, Dave, I'm telling you, as a scientist at heart, I mean, mysteries, I love them. You know, how do you tinker with something? How do you do this? How do you do that? And, I'm an avid reader. You talked about your dad. My dad used to make me, I could pick any book I wanted. I had to read a chapter in that book a night, and he would quiz me on it, and eventually it got me from why I didn't like to read, why I loved reading.
Well, that's good parenting. That's something that's missing in a lot of kids today. Bob, we're just about out of time. In fact, we're really close to being out of time. And I think that's a good two elements to leave this interview on is, number one, your father's parenting is a role model for what we should be doing. But also, too, about making the right choice between Jesus and Satan, good and evil.
Yes.
Tell people, you provide services that are going to help people get through what's coming. So, and we only got about 30 seconds. So can you tell people how they can contact you and learn more about ready-made resources?
In addition to spiritually preparing, we really do need to physically prepare. Noah and Joseph had to physically prepare. Lot had to do something at a leave. But you can call me at ready-made resources, readymaderesources.com, 800-627-3809. Mm-hmm. I'm a big proponent of radio communication. I'm a big proponent of, this night vision technology. It's stunning what it allows you to do, and just general preparedness. This is where you said I will consult with people, because one size does not fit all.
Yeah.
Family size, family abilities, age, infants, geographic location all come into an adequate survival plan in the physical nature. And if they just call me at 800-627-3809, I'd be glad to help them. On larger purchases, we do offer financing, so people can, break the payments up and save, if they can't spend a lot of money at once, they can break it up and pay a little bit each month.
And Dave Hodges says, don't use PayPal. Anyway, we don't have time to get into that. But Bob, I got a homework assignment for you. We have a disaster drill coming up on October 4th, and it's shrouded in mystery. I'd like for you to do a little research on that, given your background. I think you're qualified to do that. And I'd like to have you back to talk about that and other things, too. And on that note, the hamsters are going to stop running. Turn the lights out. So we got to go ourselves. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us here. God bless all of you. And let's hope we all make the right choice and get on the same team. Bob, thanks so much.
God bless.
Bye-bye.